Welcome back inside the huddle here on this Saturday morning. Talking to all the area high school boys basketball coach. Finished up with Derek Davis of the Bulldogs. Now we have a recorded time with Corey Dunn, as right now the Hornets are heading over to Fountain Central for their practice. So let's turn it on and listen to what Mr. Corey Dunn for the Rossville Hornets had to say about his basketball team. Speaking with Mr. Corey Dunn, the head coach of the Rossville Hornets here on Inside the Huddle. Coach, thanks for joining us this morning.
Hey, no problem, Don. Thanks for having us on.
Yeah, I know that this is a busy day. You're heading over to Fountain Central to get your practice in, and we really appreciate you taking the time out this morning. Well, last night you finished your season going 11-12, getting beat by the Red Devils of West Lafayette 66-46.
Yeah, they're that's always a tough place to play. I always think it's a good game for us heading into sectional because you're going to see a really good opponent. And seems like most years we go to their place, they really end up putting it on us pretty well. They're a hot team right now, and they got a lot to be excited about heading into the tournament.
Yeah, the Frankfort tournament is a tournament that has a lot of different teams that can win on a given night, and that's what the tournament is all about. And we're going to move a little bit into the tournament and talk to you about the bye. So you get a bye. I think you got to enjoy that, waiting for the winner of Clinton Central Faith Christian.
Yeah, I feel like the way the draw came out, everybody's always excited to get the draw or the bye, and Fountain Central being the number three team in the state and 1A on the other side, that's always a good thing to be on the opposite side of the bracket of them. But, the three of us on the bottom half, we're all pretty comparable when it comes to numbers. I think Clinton Central's record is maybe not as indicative of the type of team they are right now. Having Davison out there for such a long time kind of hurt them. But, it should be some good matchups on that side of the bracket.
You have beaten both of the ball teams. You beat Clinton Central back in February 10th, 78. No, that was Fountain Women. I get the right score. You beat Clinton Central 55-49 back in January, and then February the 10th, you beat Faith Christian 78-62. You got to feel pretty good about the opportunity on Friday evening in Game 2.
Oh, absolutely we do. Two schools that, essentially – obviously, Faith doesn't necessarily have a district, but, both schools border our district, so to speak, and kind of makes for some good rivalry matchups. Two teams we know stuff about. The other three teams we don't play in the regular season, so it's kind of nice going in knowing who you're probably going to face as far as one of those two schools and what they like to do. Hopefully we can get the full strength here and be ready to go next Friday. We've kind of been battling a lot of injuries this season. We were down a starter again last night. So hopefully we get to full strength heading into this next week.
Well, you made a comment earlier about the difference of the Clinton Central ball team with Mr. Davison back in the lineup, the guy who kind of, I want to say, stirs the drink. He's the calmer of the team. And I can't remember if he played when you played them back in January.
He did. He played pretty well for them, too.
So he makes a big difference. They're on a two-game winning streak coming into the tournament, which is probably a big thing for them also. But, I still say that, my question to you is it better to play on Tuesday night and Friday night? Of course, I know physicality-wise it's not, but to get that first ball game in and get everybody settled down, is playing Tuesday a good thing or a bad thing?
I feel like if you're playing well and you've got, so to speak, thoroughbreds to go, I always like playing right out the gate. We've won sectionals both ways, drawing the bye and not drawing the bye. Sometimes I think it just kind of depends on your team year to year. If you got gamers and you're on a roll, I think coming out and playing Tuesday night's a good thing. With this sectional, sometimes the travel part of it can get kind of tough, depending on how far you're traveling. 2 years ago, I felt like it was kind of tough on Carroll having to make that trip four times in the week, counting practice, and we drew the bye. And sometimes that can lend good things to the other team that draws the bye.
Well, you say you have one of your players that's injured. Is it a major injury, or is it something
that No. He sprained his wrist a week ago, and he was out all this week. Matthew Ford was, and I think he's about 100%. You know, honestly, if last night's game was real important, he maybe could have played, but we think he should be good to go next week. And, you know, that's another situation where drawing the bye, I think, probably helped us even more so.
Well, let's now talk towards your ball players, Austin Bray, Gabe Freeman, Charlie Thompson, Caden Del Real. You have three seniors and two juniors kind of in the starting lineup process. You got to feel pretty good about their leadership and their focus ability towards getting ready for the tournament.
Yeah, it helps. You know, we've kind of had some issues at times, even though we're juniors and seniors, of being locked in and having that focus in some of the pressure moments of the season. Really hope we've learned from those situations and we're ready to go next week, because as you well know, the pressure gets ramped up next week like no other. So hopefully those experiences through the season has prepared our guys to be mentally ready to go.
Well, some of your players kind of in their, I wouldn't say their inaugural sectional, but in a role where it is kind of now, because maybe they were coming off the bench last year and now they're in their starting roles. Being 11-12, a season that you're okay with, kind of a, I don't want to say rebuild, but you also had some kids that didn't play a lot of varsity last year.
Yeah, we really only returned two kids that were in the main rotation last year or started last year. We have juniors and seniors, but we're pretty experienced-wise, we were pretty young coming into the season. Hopefully, you know, our schedule and strength of schedule has helped prepare us going into this week.
Well, Coach, we're going to cut ourselves down to 10 minutes. We're trying to get all the basketball coaches in the area on today to talk about their tournament run. And we do truly appreciate you calling in. I mean, I just can't tell you how much it means to us, because, you know, you got to get on and make a long run over to Fountain Central for a practice time. And we just appreciate you calling in. We wish you the best of luck, and try to pull one out there for us.
Hey, we appreciate everything you guys do for us, Don. Thanks a lot, and it should be an exciting week.
Go get them, man. We'll be watching you very closely.
All right, thanks.
We've been talking with Coach Corey Dunn of the Rossville Hornets. You've been listening to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by Susan Casper Insurance.